We always like to have guests from the official opposition, the NDP, join us here at the Training 55 Hot Seat. And we're joined on the line right now by Dr. Sarah Albaligi, the Shadow Minister for Environment and Protected Areas, and also the MLA for Banff Kananaskis. I guess, first of all, Sarah, thanks for taking the time to join us here today.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me.
All right. So the main thing we want to talk about today is the topic of coal mining, which has become fired up in Alberta once again. We saw a couple of years ago the province was going to change some rules around that. That raised a bit of an uproar. They put in a moratorium. But some actions the province has taken recently seems to have lifted said moratorium. I guess, first of all, I want to get kind of your reaction to what's happening here.
Well, my initial reaction is, what are they doing? I mean, they're flip-flopping back and forth, and this recent decision to rescind the ministerial order from 2022 means that the Eastern Slopes are again open for coal mining exploration and development all the way from Grand Cache down to Waterton. So, you know, this isn't a Southern Alberta issue anymore. Every single Albertan who cares about water, which I hope is all of us, is affected by this.
And certainly that Eastern Slopes area covers a pretty wide range. I believe it was just before Christmas, the province came out with their coal policy area, which stretched from kind of Waterton Park near the American border to all the way up to just south of Grand Prairie Valley View up here in the Peace region. And do you think that some of this confusion that that is sort of coming out right now is kind of making people wondering what the province is kind of thinking about when it comes to the potential coal mining in the Eastern Slopes?
Well, I mean, I wonder what they're thinking about, but what it looks like to me they're thinking about is the priority of addressing the economic needs of foreign-owned coal companies over the needs of Albertans. And the reason why this is so concerning is that the Eastern Slopes from Valley View, as you say, all the way down to Waterton, these are our headwaters. So all of the water in Alberta originates from this kind of western portion of the province that we call the Eastern Slopes, because they face east. So, you know, what we do in those headwaters has dramatic impact for everybody who is downstream, which is basically all of Alberta and Saskatchewan even. So how we manage the headwaters is really, really important. And opening them up for coal development is a risk that most Albertans aren't willing to take.
And you've kind of touched on it there. Certainly one of the main arguments against this has been on the water quality issue, where, of course, a lot of the rivers originate in the Rockies, and, you know, it's used for recreation and agriculture and those sorts of things. Mm-hmm. How big is the sort of defending the water, if you will, going to be part of sort of the kind of going back against this again?
I think it's the primary reason to be concerned and to oppose the development of these coal mines on the Eastern Slopes. We know that coal mining releases selenium into water, and that selenium cannot be removed. So there is no technology that will take selenium out of the water, reducing it to safe levels for fish and livestock and people. There is no technology that can be done at scale. So it's possible to do it in a lab, in a test tube, and, you know, all that kind of stuff, but it's not possible to do it outside in nature at scale in a timely fashion. And so that is the big risk here. The other part is, like, so not only can you not remove the selenium from the water once it's there, but selenium also bioaccumulates. So it basically travels up the food chain. So it's in the fish, and then it ends up in the birds and the wolves and anything that eats fish. But it also is sucked up by plants. So, you know, any agriculturalist who is growing canola or wheat or like any kind of food product, some of them will end up with selenium in their crop, which reduces their export capabilities. And that selenium will then be consumed by cows and elk and deer and all of these other animals that we rely on for food. And it gets more and more concentrated as it goes up the food chain. So it is a very damaging element to mess around with.
And certainly we saw a few years ago when this coal mining topic first became a controversy in Alberta, so to speak. There was definitely a lot of pushback that came against the provincial government for that. But with this getting back in the sort of the news cycle now with some of the recent changes, what's kind of the plan ahead this time for trying to sort of push back against it once again?
Well, I've been in regular conversations with stakeholders and ranchers and different organizations about, you know, what their plan is to oppose it. And there's a whole bunch of different tactics coming down the pipeline. We at the Alberta NDP, like in our role as opposition, we are planning, we still have a private members bill, the Eastern Slopes Protection Act. We still have that on the order paper. So we hopefully will get an opportunity to debate that in the legislature this spring. And we are also looking at working with stakeholders and just seeing how we can support them and their efforts. Because as I said, this is an issue that affects every single Albertan. If you like to turn on the tap and drink water out of it, this affects you. So it's really about helping people understand the risks that are involved and just continuing to galvanize opposition from Albertans to these coal mines. I don't think this is a partisan issue. This isn't about how you voted. This is about water. And we all know that water is our most precious resource. And I hope that Albertans will continue to oppose these mines by protesting and emails to the minister and phone calls and talking about it with your friends and family and all of that stuff, because this is really a risk that we cannot take with our water.
And finally, whenever we have guests join us here on the Trending 55 Hot Seat, we always like to throw in a little personal question to show that the politicians are indeed people too. Of course, we are very much in the middle of winter right now, and certainly some people have different activities like to do when dealing with, you know, colder temperatures, snow on the ground, that kind of stuff. What about you? What are some of your go-to winter activities?
Well, my favorite one, I have a big Great Dane. His name is Max. And he loves hiking in the wintertime, and so do I. So we do quite a lot of winter hikes in the mountains around home and along the eastern slopes. And, it's great for Max because he loves playing in the snow, and he also doesn't handle the heat very well. So he prefers winter hiking, and he's getting me more and more into it all the time. So that is definitely becoming my winter go-to activity.
Well, I hope you get some more time to do that in the next little bit. Dr. Sarah Amaligi, the NDP Minister for Environment and Protected Areas and MLA for Banff Kananaskis, thanks for joining us here today.
Thanks so much for having me, Kyle. Hi to everybody up in the north. I hope you guys are having a great winter.